This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hello again, everybody. This is Felderman from Billingsfield in Sheraton, where we got South Central Conference baseball action. Tonight it's the Albia Blue Demons in Sheraton to take on the Sheraton Chargers. We've got a good game. This is game number two of a doubleheader. The first game saw the Sheraton Chargers, who are now 7 wins and no losses and 1 tie, come from behind to win 7-5 in the opener. And here we're getting ready for the second game. On the mound for the Sheraton Chargers is Alex Wright, taking his warm-up pitches to his battery partner, Austin Berlin. Let me give you the lineup for the Albia Blue Demons. The Blues are going to start out with Hunter Hastings in center field. Vic Sanders, who was the pitcher in the first game for Albia, will be in left field. Ethan Gray is playing shortstop. Austin Luce is at first base and hitting cleanup. Griffin Osing is the catcher. Austin Summers will be pitching and hitting sixth. Gabe Gravert will be the designated hitter, and he'll be hitting for Nick Hollenrank. I had to look that one back up. He'll be in right field, and Christian Summers will be at third base, and Austin O'Leary will be playing second base. The pitcher for the Sheraton Chargers, Alex Wright, Austin Berlin. I'll give you the rest of the lineup here in a little bit as Hunter Hastings steps into the box, a right-handed hitter. Here's the windup. Wright delivers. Outside, ball one. And we are underway in the second game of this doubleheader. Albia now 1 win, 6 losses. Second one is right down the gut for strike one on Hastings. 1-1 is our count. Here at beautiful Millage Field in Sheraton, it's just a gorgeous day out. Here's the pitch. Nice curveball breaker right over the middle of the plate. 1-2. Hastings has yet to take the bat off of his shoulder. Here's the pitch. And that one is just a little bit in, just right in front of the catcher, and bounces back to the backstop. The on-deck batter, Vic Sanders, picks it up. 2-2. Hastings wanted to go after that one, but he let up. Now from the complete windup, here's the pitch, the delivery, and it's a pop up into right center. It's going to bounce in for a Texas League single, and the opening batter, Hunter Hastings, is on base, first base. Vic Sanders now, big left fielder, steps up to plate. He's a tall young man, wearing number 11, and he will bat from the right side. He's a left-handed hitter, which gives him that extra step down the line to first base. Tyler Folkerts holds the batter on first. The runner on first throws over. Back in plenty of time. Wright pitching from the stretch now. Hastings with the leadoff at first base. 2 steps off. Sanders turns around for the bunt, and he is hit in the foot. So the first two batters are on. Didn't hurt too bad as it hit the dirt first and then caught him right on the foot, although getting hit on the foot hurts regardless. No muscle or anything to, all bone and nerve. Let me set the defense. Jordan Boffman is at third base. Cameron Canoes at second base. Austin Peterson is the second baseman. Tyler Folkerts at first base for the Sheraton Chargers. Now, Ethan Gray, another left-handed batter, comes in. The shortstop, here's the pitch. It's a strike over the outside corner. Nice pitch by Alex Wright. Wright looks in, takes a sign, comes set. Here's the pitch. Turn to bunt. That one goes inside, and it gets away from catcher Berlin, and rolls away, and the runners will advance. Hunter Hastings now at third base, and Vic Sanders at second base. And pass ball is charged to the catcher. One ball, one strike. Here at Millage Field, slight breeze coming from the left field to right. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside, two balls, one strike. Nobody out, runners on second and third for Albia. Sheraton won the first game in a come-from-behind victory, 7-5. That ball's in the dirt as well, and Wright falls behind by a count of three balls and one strike. Cleanup hitter Austin Luce on deck. From this stretch, he's set, delivers, and takes ball four. Ethan Gray will go down to first base, and the bases are jammed with the Albia Blues. Austin Luce, the cleanup hitter, comes up to play with the ducks on the pond, as they say. He's a right-handed hitter. Albia in their blue uniforms with the red number and red name in the front. Strike on the outside corner. Wright jumps out ahead of Luce. One strike, no balls. In the outfield for the Sheraton Chargers, Ben Kinzer is in left field. Token Holland center. Here's the pitch. Boy, I just missed the outside corner on that one. Count evens at 1-1. And number 13, looking number 13, Mark Schroeder is in right field. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to second baseman over to the short. And it's a double play. A run will score. But good defense as Peterson takes it to Knuth to Folkerts for the double play. And there's two outs with the runner now on third base. Luce. It's into the double play. Ethan Gray now at third base. Excuse me, Vic Sanders, rather. First pitch is a ball, I think. Up to bat now is Griffin Osing. And there's a strike, evens the count, 1-1. Albia takes the lead 1-0 here in the top half of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Just outside. Of course, in high school baseball, you have two umpires, and they trade positions between games, and both of those pitches would have been strikes in the first game. Here's the pitch. That one is a called ball. Three balls, one strike, a hitter's pitch. Griffin Osing, the catcher, right-handed batter, wearing number 10. Wright, also wearing number 10. And this one is called strike over the outside corner. Here is the windup, and this one's popped out of play into the bleachers on the first base side. So full count, two outs, runner on third. Albia leading here in the top of the first inning, 1-0. Alex Wright, the pitcher, delivers. And he draws the walk on a low pitch. So runners on the corners, first and third. And the pitcher, Austin Summers, who's a heck of a football player, comes up to bat for the Albia Blues. He's a big boy, strong boy. His father actually played football for me at Iowa Lakes Community College when I coached football there. Alex fakes to throw to first base and looks back over to first. You can do that to third base and it's not a block. You do that to first base and you're in trouble. So Summers waits for the pitch. Here's the pitch right down the middle. Strike one. Jimmy and his brother Lance both played at Iowa Lakes. One strike count on Summers, right with the set. Here's the delivery, and that one's fouled off into the dugout on the LB side, the first base side. Pretty good crowd here today. Of course, that's not unusual with Sheraton and LB only being 30 miles apart. And good rivals. When I say good rivals, I mean friendly rivals, but they want to play to win, both teams. Very well in every sport that they play. Here's the pitch, and that one's way up and in. Wasted that one. Ball one, two strikes, two outs, top of the first. Summers is the batter. He looked, he wanted, yes, they called it for the check swing, and he goes down swinging. So, at the end of one half inning of play, LB 1, Sheraton coming to bat. You're listening to South Central Conference Baseball on Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The Monroe County Hospital. Winner of two Summit Awards for Excellence in Healthcare.
Our revenue has stayed incredibly strong above budget through this recession, and I think that's the local support we got. And it's not just because we're close, it's because people know when they get here, they're not a number, they're going to get excellent care, they've got a higher nurse-to-patient ratio, we're a safer hospital, and they like their local care.
The nurses, Ian, are always asking you, how are you? Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe I just stay longer because they wait on you, you know.
The Monroe County Hospital.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
You are tuned to KIIC, Thunder Country, in Albee, Iowa. And we are in Sheraton, Iowa tonight, the Albee Blue Demons against the Sheraton Chargers. I'm Mark Felderman. KIIC, as you just heard in the promo, all the big BCS games, the Cyclones, the Super Bowl, you name it, it's on KIIC, including Albee Blue Demon Sports and Sheraton Charger Sports. Keep it tuned right here. Up to bat now for the Sheraton Chargers. The leadoff hitter is Cameron Canoes. He is the shortstop. He's a right-handed batter. That's from the right. Austin Peterson, the second baseman, is on deck batter. Jordan Bachman, the third baseman, will be the third batter to face Austin Summers. Here's the first pitch. Just a bit high. Ball one. Right down the middle of the plate, but just a little bit high. Summers comes over the top really big. And it's called ball two. I mentioned that Austin is a big boy. He's a strong young man. Sports a full beard. That one catches the right corner as Cameron was taking all the way. Cameron Canutz. Here's the pitch. He wastes no time. Shot up the middle. It's a one hopper to Austin O'Leary. Throws over to Throws over first for the out to Austin Luce. I wrote down Austin. I didn't write down Luce. So, one down now as Austin Peterson, big man Pete, steps in line. He's a left-handed batter from the right side of the plate. Yeah. Yes, indeed. As I was saying, Austin Summers has this way exaggerated overhand And on this last one, and there's the way overhand for ball two, that first pitch was a sidearm that was almost a submarine pitch. We're in the bottom of the first. That'll be up 1-0. Here's the first delivery, and there's a strike. So that's ball two, strike one, to the number two batter for the Sheraton Chargers, Austin Peterson. Here's the pitch. This one's outside. 3-1, hitter's pitch to Austin Peterson. Pete's dad is the Sheraton Park and Recs director here. And they get ball four, as that one was just a little bit high and outside. And so the leadoff hitter for both teams ends up on first base. Cameron Kreneus will now be held on by Austin Luce. The batter is Jordan Boffman, the third baseman, steps in, looks down to Coach Jake Schroeder for his sign, steps in from the stretch. Summers delivers a strike right down the gut. Strong pitch right down the middle. Sheraton with the sleeveless white uniforms with the red number and red Sheraton across the front, and then they wear the red undershirts underneath. Here's the pitch. And a thrown out at first base. It was a ball, and diving back, Cameron Kreneus gets it in. One ball, one strike. First pitch was right down the gut. That one was a little bit outside, but it made for a good ball to throw down at first base. Here's the pitch. This one's popped back, and it's out of play to the right side, right behind the Albia dugout, the first base dugout. Before the game, Coach Larry Millage, for whom this beautiful park is named, was out helping with the coaching of the pitching. A stolen base by Cameron Kreneus ran down there. The ball went right through the catcher's hands, and when that happened to Mr. Osing, Cameron thought it must have been a foul ball and started to head back. This one's popped up straight back behind us. I'm waiting for it to hit my truck back there. Kaboom. I'm either going to get a ball back there or a ticket. Peterson's on second. That one is up high and behind. Thank you. I said Kreneus on first, Austin Peterson on second. Austin Peterson's on second base. Three balls, two strikes, one out. That one's way too high, and Jordan Boffman will take his base. It's a long porch out in center field, about 375 feet. Austin's quite a hitter, and he put that right to dead center in the last game in his first at-bat and landed just short, about 10 feet, but well over the center fielder's head. This one goes the same spot, but this time he backed up far enough, and he hit it just about as far, and center fielder Hunter Hastings this time was waiting for him and pulled that one in. Nice ride by the cleanup hitter, Austin Berlin, the catcher. Now Mark Schroeder, the right fielder. Lucky number 13 steps in, right-handed batter. Runner on second, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Down low, in the dirt. Nice job by Griffin Osing to pull that one out. The defense for Albia, third base is Christian Summers, Ethan Gray at short, Austin O'Leary at first, and Austin O'Leary at second, and Austin Luce at first. That one was way up and in. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, runners on first and second. Our batter's Mark Schroeder of the Sheraton Chargers. Sheraton trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. That one's a called strike over the inside corner. Two balls, one strike to Schroeder. Austin Summers, the pitcher. Vic Sanders in left field. Hunter Hastings in center. Here's the pitch. That one's inside. Three balls, one strike. And Nick Hollenrake out in right field. Now from the stretch, a swing and a miss. Right through that one. A nice pitch up high in the wheelhouse, and he just was under it. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second. The runners will be going with the pitch. From the stretch, there they go. And this one's fouled right off the fist down to the first base coach. Who's the first base coach on there? Tyler Pearson picked that one up. He did a nice job of fielding it, throw it back into play. Summers takes his sign. Now it's set. Off with the pitches again. This one's fouled off back to the right again. I read somewhere that from Little League on up to the pros, that with the first three-ball, two-strike count, there's a 67% chance that it's going to be a foul ball. Here's the pitch, and a walk down, just low. Boy, pretty close to be taken on on two strikes. So bases are loaded. Alex Wright comes up to bat. How did Alex do in the last game? 2-for-3 in the last game. I've got all kinds of statisticians up here. This is what I like. And three RBIs. You're probably hearing that. I don't need to repeat it. Bases loaded. For the pitcher, he can help himself out in his cause. Here's the pitch. That one's down low and inside. I was talking to Austin Summers before the game. Really fine young man. Here's the pitch. And this one gets away from the catcher, but they're not going to advance on that one. So two balls, no strikes, two outs, and the base is loaded. Catcher throws it back to the pitcher, who grabs the ball barehanded out of the air. First baseman Austin Luce playing behind. And out comes Jim Kegel, the assistant coach for the Albia Blues. Well, I appreciate the text I just got. This is, no, we don't hear the statistician, so that's good. Now I can sound like I really know what I'm talking about. You guys just keep feeding me that information. And the conference is done out on the mound. My wife Becky says I sound great, hon. So that's great. I appreciate that. Austin Summers comes set. Here's the pitch. Just low to Alex Wright, who now has worked the count to three balls, no strikes with the bases loaded. My guess, he's got the take sign. Here's the stretch in the pitch, and that one's in the dirt. And we walk in the tying run here in the first inning as Austin Peterson touches the plate. Tyler Folker, whose dad is sitting right to my left. Ben Moret now goes to first base as a courtesy runner for Alex Wright, who's pitching. In high school baseball, you can put in a runner for the pitcher or the catcher, or both, as far as that goes. Bases are still loaded. There's a strike down the middle. So, one strike on Sheraton's number one senior this year. The finished first in his class, didn't he? Yeah. Fouled that one off, so it's two strikes, two outs, no balls. Here's the pitch. That one's down low inside. Summers looks at his hand. One ball, two strikes, bases loaded. Jam with Chargers. A lot of base runners so far here in the first inning. Here's the pitch. And a call. Strike three on Tyler Fogarty. He'll hustle back and grab his glove and head out. But one run for the Sheraton Chargers to answer the Albion Blues run. And you're keeping tuned right here to South Central Conference on Iowa's, Southern Iowa sports leader in KIIC.
At Community First Credit Union, we're proud of our mortgage rates. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there has never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Right now, CFirst is offering a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.75%. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information available for a 30-year amortization fixed for the first 10 years and then may adjust annually. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
This is Mark Felderman from Billy Field in Sheraton, Iowa. The Sheraton Chargers hosting the Albia Blues in South Central Conference Varsity Baseball. Designated hitter Gabe Gravert, whose dad is one of the assistant coaches. Down at third base there is up to bat. From the right side of the plate, left-handed batter. A lot of lefties. Ooh, did you see the break on that ball? And that broke really well, but it called a ball on the outside. I think he got ready to call that one before it broke. So ball one here in the top of the second inning. 1-1 as Alex Wright comes back with a strike. Pitcher's Alex Wright. Austin Berlin's your catcher. Jordan Boffman at third. Cameron Knuth is shortstop. Austin Peterson at second base. Tyler Folkers at first. That one off to the outside and bounces back to the backstop. Christian Summers, the on-deck batter, picks the ball up and runs it back. Graver is hitting for the right fielder. At a ball three balls, one strike here in the top of the second inning. Gravert looks down, gets his sign, steps in. Now Wright gets his sign from the windup. It's pitched right down the middle. Gravert takes a step towards first base, thought he was going down there, but right down the middle on that one. So, full count on the first hitter here in the second inning. Number seven hitter, and here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. And Gabe Gravert will head back to the dugout. One out for the Blues as the Chargers celebrate the first out. Christian Summers, the third baseman, steps in. Right-handed batter. Son of Jason and Scarlett Summers. Jason, of course, the voice of the Albia Blues all season long. First pitch floats high for a ball. He's off coaching his daughter's softball game tonight, so hence here we are. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1, one out. And there scores 1-1 here in the top of the second inning. And this one outside, it's back to the backstop. Two balls, one strike. Scarlett Summers, formerly Scarlett Blue of Russell. So he's got some Charger in him as well. Here's the pitches up and out, 3-1. Hitter's pitch. Wright takes the sign from the windup. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit down to the third baseman. Jordan Bobman scoops it up, throws it over to Tyler Folkert, and Christian Summers is out by a step. He'll head back to the dugout. And Austin O'Leary. Second baseman, where's number 4, hits from the right side. Another nice young man. Here is the pitch, and catches the outside corner for strike one. 2 outs now here in the top of the second. I like playing Sheraton and Albia because I know so many of the kids on both teams. This one's down low. Obviously, I know all the Sheraton kids, being a teacher at Sheraton High School, but you get a chance to face these Albia Blues in so many sports. Here's the pitch, and they're a nice bunch. And that one is lying down the left field line, but foul. That's right, a long strike down the left field line. Ben Kinzer picks it up, throws it back in. That one would have been just a little bit to the right. That would have been extra bases for O'Leary. Number 9, hitter up. Here's the pitch. And that one gets away from the catcher. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the second inning. 2 runs so far, 1 for each team. Jake Schroeder, the coach of the Chargers, goes up, picks up the ball. Here's this one's going to be popped into center field and going to drop right in front of Token Hall. Goes off his shin, but Mark Schroeder picks it up and brings it back in to Austin Peterson. They work it around, and so a base runner for the Albia Blues is Austin O'Leary. Hunter Hastings comes up. Last time up, he had a hit. Single. So he's 1-for-1. Put that one out right center last time. Throw over to first. Right with a good move over to first base. Sets up right in the middle of the pitching rubber. Looks over to first. From the stretch, looks over, set. Here's the pitch. Right down the gut, there's a strike. Head of the batter, 1 strike. Folkerts holds O'Leary on at first base, and his throw back over. Albie not getting too big of a lead over there. A couple years ago, Sheraton boosters, baseball boosters, moved the field quite a bit. Here's a bunt down first base, and Alex jumps on it while it's in foul territory to keep it from coming back in. So that makes it 1-ball, 2 strikes. Good idea to put a bunt down there. If it would have been fair, it could have been some trouble. Excuse me. No balls then. 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on first. Leadoff hitter for the Albia Blues, Hunter Hastings, the center fielder. Right. Right. Does Dr. Heverlow want to be my color guy today? Here's the pitch. Here's a high and inside. Wasted that one, and nothing wrong with wasting one with 2 strikes. See if he'll go fishing for it. 1-ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Wright looks over to first base. Looks again. Comes set. Throws over first. Back in plenty of time. Back standing up. He's not getting that big of a lead. He's only got about a 2-step lead over there. Possibly because Alex is throwing over there so many times. Here's the delivery, and this one is popped to center. It's a high fly ball. Token Hall underneath it makes the catch for the 3rd out, and that's the end of this half inning. This game is also being brought to you by Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheraton Square. Big fabric sale going on there. Buy 4 yards of fabric, get the fifth one for free. Keep it tuned right here to your Southern Iowa sports leader, KIIC.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot, in 2 colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Mark Felderman back at Village Field, and Ben Kinder is up to bat. Takes strike one. He's a left-handed batter for the Sheriff's Chargers. I now have my stat man, Mike Todd Folkert, whose son plays first base for the Chargers. Here's the pitch. There was that underarm pitch. It's taken by the first baseman, Austin Luce, who plays it himself. And Todd, if I recall correctly, you are an alumnus of Albia High School. Is that correct?
1985.
That's a moon. I'd ask you how long ago that was, but you'd have to take your shoes off.
Yeah, both of them.
Here's the pitch. Ball one. The now batting for the Sheraton Chargers, the number 9 hitter, Token Hall, center fielder. Austin Summers pitching for Albia. That one's up high. Ball two. We are in the bottom of the second. We're knotted up 1-1. Here's the pitch.
3-0.
To the son of an FBI agent. Isn't that cool? When he told me his dad worked for the FBI, I thought he meant fat baggers.
He's actually my neighbor.
Here's the pitch. Outside, and on 4 pitches, Token Hall will hustle on down to first base. And I tell you what, Token Hall hustles at everything he does.
Yes, he does. He's got some speed, too. I look for him to steal this base.
After 3 years of being a wrestler, he went out for basketball this year.
Yeah.
Didn't see a whole lot of action, but whenever he got in, there was action. Now up to bat, the Cameron Canoose, the leadoff hitter. What did Cameron do last time?
Grounded out the second last time.
4-3 to open up the game. Ball one. So 5 straight balls pitched by Austin Summers. Here's the pitch, way up high. He's got, as I mentioned a couple of times, he's got an unusual overhand delivery. Instead of coming over his shoulder, it seems to come right over his head. It's almost like a cricket bowler.
And then he mixes in a sidearm every now and then.
Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner, right at belt level. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out, runner on first. Token Hall on first base. That kid's got some speed. There he goes. I just say that. Here's the throw down to second base, and he's in easily.
Stolen base
for Token Hall. It was a ball on the inside. So it's always nice to get one right every now and again. Say he's fast, and then
3-1.
3 balls, 1 strike on the batter. Token Hall almost goes again as ball 4, as Cameron Canoes, the shortstop, draws the walk. Runners on first and second. Austin Peterson, the left-handed hitting second baseman, steps in. number nine. He scored the first run, well, the run so far for the Sheraton Chargers.
Walked in the first inning.
Walked and came around and scored. First ball is outside. Austin having a little trouble finding that, finding the strike zone.
Austin Summers, because you got Austin Peterson.
Ah, and Austin Luce at first base.
Yeah. Austin
popular name.
Catching.
Austin Berlin catching. That one's outside. That was it. Caught the corner. Here's the pitch. That one's way outside. Ball two. Strike one. One out. 1-1 is our score. Bottom of the second inning. Runners on first and second for the Sheraton Chargers. Token Hall and Cameron Knust. Batter is Austin Peterson. That one
just missed.
Just missed. Boy, they missed by a lot.
Right down the middle, a little high.
Three balls, one strike.
No.
Austin Summers, the pitcher. Griffin Osing, the catcher. That one bounced in the dirt, picked up by Osing. He's doing a really nice job of scooping some balls out there.
I think that last pitch was a product of not getting the called strike pitch before, don't you?
I think you're right. Yeah, you can see the frustration, and that happens often. So the bases are jammed now as Peterson's on first, and Jordan Bothman, the third baseman, will step in. They're talking over Griffin Osing and Austin Luce and Austin Summers. The coaches are staying in the dugout.
Number three hitter Boffin's coming up with bases loaded, and you got Austin Berlin on the on-deck circle. Two good hitters for Sheraton.
That's right where you want to be. Okay, stepping in to hit.
Defense stays back for double play. One out.
Berlin from the right side takes a strike.
Boffin.
Who did I say?
You said Berlin.
Oh, my bad. Jordan Bothman takes
1-1 count.
Ball. 1-1. Bases are loaded. Here's the pitch. That one's up high. Osing comes up ready to throw, and guys are diving back to the bases.
2-1.
Two balls, one strike. Taking a couple extra swings up here. Summers slowing the game down a little bit now. In the first inning, he get the ball, throw it right back, get the ball, throw it right back, and now he's taking a little more time. From the windup, here's the pitch.
He's acting a little frustrated right now. I don't think he's liking some of the calls to play, and they're close.
Yeah, he's just missing a number of times. Three balls, one strike. Got no place to put him. 3-1. Here's the pitch. And that one is hit down right field line. That might be trouble.
Just
foul ball.
Just foul.
And there's another one of your long strikes, Gene. So that takes it to a full count. One out, though. Bases are loaded for the Sheraton Chargers. That breeze staying up here, going from left to right, it'd be a little tough to take it out to left, but a ball could get carried out to right. Here's the pitch, and this one's popped up, and
infield
it's going to be a problem. Should be an infield fly, but they didn't call it, but the shortstop makes the catch. Ethan Gray with the catch on that one. Everybody stays back. And so now Austin Berlin will step into to bat.
Wasn't routine, so that's probably why they didn't call the infield fly. He had to backpedal all the way up to catch that ball.
Yeah, but he's only about a step onto the outfield grass.
Just trying to help him out a little
Thanks.
Bit there.
You're a nice man. And a trivia master, I might add, besides. Here's the pitch outside. Austin's Summers delivery to Austin Berlin. I gave Austin a bad time in geography class about being named for two cities. Here's the pitch. And this one's going to hit to Christian Summers, who has a little trouble, boots the ball. Oh, and the run will score. The token haul takes the go-ahead run. Austin had it in his glove, had it up into his body, and then it dropped out of his glove, and he ended up kicking it.
Yeah, he probably would have still had to play if he hadn't kicked the ball out of his reach. We got Mark Schroeder coming up to bat here.
Two down. Sheraton with a 2-1 lead now.
Gary Sinclair going to first base, courtesy run.
Now, the rule in high school baseball on the courtesy runners is that does not count as an official appearance, so they could come in and play the field.
That's correct.
Here's the pitch. And there's a strike on Mark Schroeder, the right fielder, right-handed hitter. No balls, one strike, two outs, bases loaded for the Chargers. That one's inside. He threw it out of first base. Almost got him.
1-1. One ball, one strike.
I'm Mark Felderman.
Todd Fulford.
We are at Millie's Field in Sheraton, Iowa, South Central Conference Baseball. Here's the pitch by Austin Summers, and that one is jacked into left field. The left fielder let it drop in front of Vic Sanders, puts it in. Two runs are in. He's out at third base. Did he score the run before he was out at first base? That's the question.
I think they did.
Third base.
It looked like he was about a step back.
So it's either 3-1 or 4-1.
One run.
One run scores on that one. So 3-1 is our score at the end of two innings of play here at Hillersfield. So, we'll be back with more. We'll be back with the top of the third inning. Keep it tuned right here. You're tuned to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family-owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family-owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family-owned since 1952.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we are at Hillers Field. Mark Felderman along with Todd Fulkert. Now Jake Schroeder is coming out to talk to the umpire to find out why only one run and what had happened. And I think that the umpire was correct on you,
yeah.
Todd, that he was tagged out at third base before that second run scored.
Yeah, he was just entering the batter's box when he got out at third. So they got it correct. It should be 3-1. We got Vic Sanders coming up, leading off the top of the third inning.
Now, you usually keep track of innings pitched, right?
Yes.
That's why I gave you that one, so you could have this here open. Anyway,
I can't hear you.
What I was wondering about was do you keep track of how many throws over to first base? And so
no.
Okay.
We do not keep it. I mean, sometimes that can add 15 pitches to a
game.
Yeah,
it could. It really could. They're talking over how to score all this at this point.
Don't do it.
Coach Lloyd Britton, another really nice nice gentleman from Albia, comes out to talk it over as well. We're talking about out here, and both umpires are talking it over, and pretty much everybody up here in the press box says that the umpires got it right. I agree with what they're saying. And Alex Wright continues to talk it over or to throw the ball around. Let me tell you who's going to be up here this inning. Vic Sanders, the left fielder, will be leading off for Albia here in the top of the third, followed by Ethan Gray, the shortstop, and Austin Luce, first base. And then if Moore comes up, it'll be Griffin Osing and Austin Summers, the pitcher. So stepping in now, as the controversy has been laid to rest, here's the pitch, and it's a strike right down the middle as Alex Wright delivers it to Vic Sanders. Sanders, tall young man, bats from the right side of the plate, a left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. And that one is a foul ball. It hits the plate and bounces down first baseline. It's a foul.
Mr. Sanders was hit by a pitch in the first inning.
On the foot.
On the foot. That is correct.
And
they had bases loaded.
1985. No, because I'm trying to put together. You're too young to remember the Miracle Mets of 1969 and the shoe polish incident.
No, I don't remember that.
A batter was hit on the foot, and the umpire said no, and then they found the shoe polish on the ball and said, yep, he was hit. So, no balls, two strikes here on Big Sanders. Here's the pitch. Swing it in. Strike three. And they'll throw the ball around the horn, and Mr. Sanders will head back to the dugout. Ethan Gray, the shortstop, steps up to the plate. I can't hear anything either. Ethan Gray, number 21, another left-handed hitter for Albia.
He was walked in the first inning.
There we go. Now, is that better?
Okay. Yeah, now I can hear you.
And there's a strike down the middle. I'll tell you what, Alex has found his groove, curveball. Here's the pitch. And this one's hit down to the first baseman. Tyler Fokus gets one knee and comes back over, steps on first base. And, boy, that was a close play at first base as Ethan Gray really hustled down the line there. I mean, he really got down the line. I don't know how he made that so close. But that was very, very close. Austin Luce, the first baseman, steps in with nobody on.
Grounded out to second base at his first at bat.
Curveball up and in. His dad, Gene, standing behind me calling it a strike, but it was a ball. Ball two.
2-0 with two outs here in the top of the third inning.
Now, you still got brothers in Albia, don't you?
Yes, I have.
And nephews playing for?
My older brother is assistant with both wrestling and the football.
Okay.
And his son, Dalton, I think is going to be a junior next year.
Ball three, here's the pitch. Ooh. And he takes the base on four pitches. At least he's not wasting any pitches on that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to look at the bright side on some things here. So, two outs, now running on first. Griffin Osing.
He walked
the catcher.
Sorry, I don't mean to walk on you. He walked to his first at bat also.
Here's the pitch. He's got some serious pipes on him.
He's a wrestler, I believe.
He looks like he's in excellent shape. So, now he squares the bunt.
I think it's all just
brings it back. Throw to first. They got him. They got him in a rundown. Now running it back. We're getting the whole team involved with this. We're going to wear him out. And finally got him.
Somebody help me score that.
And that ends the first inning, the third inning, first half of the third inning. That's the way we'll say that one. With a rundown. And a whole bunch of people got involved with that one. And we'll call it a 3-1 lead for the Sheraton Chargers as we go into the bottom of, as we head into the bottom of the third. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, your sports leader in Southern Iowa.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
You are tuned to KIIC and South Central Conference Baseball, live from Sheridan, Iowa tonight. Alex Wright, the pitcher for the Chargers, steps in to take his practice wings. Austin Summers, the pitcher for the Albia Blues, steps onto the mound. Sheraton leading 3-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. They won the first game. Sheraton did 7-5. Here's the first pitch up high. Didn't miss it by a whole lot. There's just not a whole lot of high strikes being called here tonight. Here's the second pitch. High kick, and that one's up in the zone as well. He's got it right down the middle of the plate, but just a little bit too high.
Frustration setting back in, too. 2-0, the pitch.
And that one's going to be hit right up the middle. The shortstop, Ethan Gray, comes up with it, throws it over to Austin Luce at first, and that's going to be for the first out. Tyler Folkerts, Todd's son.
Struck out first time at bat.
Looking. Hate that with the backwards case. Number 11, he's a right-handed hitter, looks down to Coach Schroeder. Wait for a sign. I don't know if he's giving a sign or scratching his ear. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. When there's nobody on, though, there's not a whole lot to sign.
No.
Get up there, hit the ball, get on first base.
Yeah, sometimes they like to throw a few decoy signals out with nobody on.
Griffin Osing, the catcher. Christian Summers at third base. Ethan Gray's the shortstop. Austin O'Leary, the second baseman. That
inside.
Is ball two. Austin Luce at first base. Nick Hollenrake is your right fielder. Hunter Hastings in center field. And Vic Sanders in left. That one is low. Ball three. No strikes with one out.
In the dirt. We got number 20, Ben Kinzer, in the bat on deck circle. Left-handed hitter.
Now, Todd, were you involved in the renovation?
Chris Knust, I would call the leader of the project. I helped him when he called.
Here's the pitch. And that one was a strike over the outside corner. But how far out did the fence get moved? Quite a ways.
If we'd known the BB Corps bats were coming, the fence would still be back in closer.
Okay.
Because we moved it back to accommodate the hyped-up bats we were allowed to use 2 years ago.
And now those have been outlawed, and we have to play in real baseball.
You're going to have to get into one if you're going to hit it out of this park. Austin Berlin crushed that ball. It went about 360.
So the Tyler Folkerts draws the walk with one out, as that ball was in the dirt to the outside.
Ben Kinzer had a put out at first base in the second inning.
Oh, yeah, that was the unassisted play. Now, runner on first, one out, Kinzer, Summers delivers. Just missed on the inside. I tell you what, not a very big strike zone.
That's a 3-0 strike on Tyler.
Get set, Kinzer, a left-handed hitter. Uh-oh. He's off for the races. There's the run, and he's safe.
Stolen base.
Stolen base by number 11, Tyler Folkert.
Wow.
Gets in there.
Good thing the pitch.
Don't be nice. Now, don't be overcritical of your son.
Well, he isn't the fastest kid on the team. How's that?
He could beat me in a race, and he could beat you, too.
Maybe.
I think he could beat everybody up here. That's just my guess. Summers come
made
set.
It. That's the important part.
Summers come set, and it's outside to Kinzer. Three balls, no strikes, runner on second. Not a bad thing to put him on at first base if he does. That one's a strike on the outside corner. The strike zone does get noticeably larger on a 3-0 count. 3-1 is the pitch. And that one's ball four. Kinzer will head down to first base. First and second with one out. Sturgeon leading here in the bottom of the third, 3-1. Token Hall, the center fielder, the number 9 batter, is up to bat. Last time up,
assistant coach Jim Kegel has called time and walking out to visit with Austin Summers. And I'm sorry, he walked his last time at bat.
Are you keeping strikes on balls and strikes on Austin Summers?
Austin Summers has thrown 72 pitches. Let's look at this, and 26 of them were strikes.
Okay, so having a little trouble finding the strike zone. Alex Wright, on the other hand, of course, we do have a pitching change, as a matter of fact. We're looking. Alex Wright only has 56.
What was the switch?
Apart.
Help me out. Switch out. Sub out.
No, we're going to stop.
This is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go back.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elbia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Sanders went to short.
Okay, this is Mark Feldman back at Millie's Field. And we have a new pitcher for the Albia Blue Demons, and that is Ethan Gray, came in from shortstop. Vic Sanders moves in from left field to shortstop. There's a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Who's in left field now?
I haven't caught that yet. Okay. They didn't announce it to us. I was a little disappointed in that.
And here is way outside, and nice job by Griffin Osing to save some advances there in the bases as he dove for that one on the outside. Two balls, two strikes. We'll try to catch who the... I think Summers may have gone to right. I think Hollenrank went to left.
I think you're right.
So here's the set. Here's the pitch. Strike three.
Was it called?
Called strike three on the a little bit low, but so Cameron Canoose comes in now to hit.
He's one for two today with a single.
Oh, big bender by Ethan Gray, and that's a strike. And that one broke quite a ways.
He's actually 0 for 1. He walked the last time at bat.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Swung right through that one. Ethan Gray's throwing a little bit more junk, and even his fastball is a little slower than what Summers' was. Therefore, it's pretty easy to swing right through it. That one's way high. Osing goes up high, gives a jump to make that one, and it's one ball now, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third. 3-1 is our score. Here's the pitch, and that one's going to be hit down. Pass, first baseman loose. We got the bases loaded. Coming in to score, Tyler Folkerts goes down into the dirt and makes the score, while Ben Kinzer takes third. And Cameron Canoes goes into second. And a single and a fielder's choice. Right?
Yeah.
Is that how we're going to score that one? So that makes it 4-1 now here in the bottom of the third. Two outs still. Nice hit into right field. Just past the diving first baseman, Austin Luce. And Austin Summers gets his first shot out there at right field. Here's the pitch down low. I love reading about old baseball stories, like, you know, from the early days of baseball. And it was the Cleveland Indians that had a left fielder that used to pop this one up to Summers right into the sun. He gets under it, and Austin makes the catch. I'll finish that story later. You're going to keep it tuned right here to South Central Conference Baseball, the Sheraton Chargers hosting the Albia Blue Demons. Sheraton leading 4-1. I'm Mark Feldman along with Todd Folkerts. Keep it tuned to KIIC, your sports leader.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
It's savings time at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Stay cool with Natural Light 24 packs, $12.49 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs are $13.89 plus deposit. And Bud Light, Michelob Golden Light, Miller Light, and Coors Light 18 packs are $11.89. That's Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Todd Folkerts at Village Field. Griffin Osing steps in to face Alex Wright, who's thrown 56 pitches so far. What did Osing do last time?
He walked last time.
Actually, last time, as he takes ball one, he was at the plate when there was a rundown on a pickoff move, and so he'll lead off. One that about everybody, that ball was fielded just foul by the third baseman, Jordan Boffman. Gets it back to the pitcher.
That was going to have to be a heck of a throw.
Yeah.
Running away like that, I don't know if he'd have got it there. He's got a good arm.
Would have been a major league type throw. Here is the pitch.
Nice pitch, curveball.
That was. One ball, two strikes. 4-1, Sheraton with the lead over Albia. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning from Sheraton. Here's the pitch. That one's outside.
Counts even now. Two balls, two strikes. No outs.
A lot of these boys for Albia. Ooh! That hit is hit down to Tyler Folkerts, gets down on the one knee, makes the pickup, and steps on first base. That ball broke way inside, and he took a step back like he was going to get away from it, and then hit the ball down first baseline. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, he handcuffed him.
A lot of these boys from Albia playing on Coach Staten's football team. a lot of big boys. They had Coach Staten and his whole coaching staff over there have really built quite a program. Here's the pass. Oh, did you see the break on that one from the outside in?
He cut that one.
It moved. It moved a lot. Strike one. As Austin Summers looks at ball one, 1-1. Austin started the game as pitcher, now is in right field as Austin Gray has come in relief.
That last pitch was just right up there. If he would have called it a strike, I think Austin would have went ballistic on you.
Because that wasn't the one he was getting. But he swings and misses at that one. One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning. Right. Checks. There's the pitch. It's hit down. Third base, Boffman fields it and throws, but
it's an infield hit.
Jason Summers motors it down there. And I tell you what, for a kid his size, he's got some serious speed. He really does. He does well.
He beat that one out. Slow roller to third, but he's still...
Yeah. I wouldn't have beat it out. I wouldn't even left the box. I wouldn't know how to go ahead and throw me. Now up, Gabe Grabert, the designated hitter, who caught the last game and really did a nice job catching and did a good job of busting his butt to get down first base on following the runners and actually saved an advance a couple times.
Yeah.
Here's the set and the pitch. It's a strike right down the gut. I tell you what, Wright is in his groove. Now, in high school baseball, there is no limit on the pitches. Is there a limit on the innings or anything?
There's an innings limit, but it's awfully high. I don't know what the rule is for
72,
sure.
72-73.
Way past what their arm can handle.
Here's the pitch. And this one's going to be lofted into a right field, and the diving second baseman, Austin Peterson, just out of range of him. Mark Schroeder picks it up and gets it in. So we got runners on first and second for the Blues. And the tying run in the person of Christian Summers, the third baseman, steps up to bat. Christian Summers, one of the two tennis players on the Albia team. I was talking to Coach Britton before the game, and he says that tennis really helps the baseball players. He takes ball one.
Wow.
Not in their hitting so much, but in their fielding.
Yeah.
Because of the lateral movement back and forth and the hand-eye coordination. Here's the pitch. So he likes them to play tennis.
Counts 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
I've heard some baseball coaches not like it because you tend to swing at anything close if you're doing tennis. And there's a strike, and he called a couple of balls that I would have called strikes, and he called that one a strike. Two balls, I tell you what, I would be a terrible umpire. Here's the pitch.
Oh,
nice curveball.
I do umpire, and it is tough to do.
Oh, man.
Even the best umpires are only about 92% right.
On the, you know, seeing that ball and waiting to make the call is the hard thing. This one popped out, foul right behind us.
The biggest thing I had to learn was waiting until the pitch was to the catcher
right
to make the call, because sometimes you want to call it early and then kind of look silly when they hit it out there in the outfield.
Three balls, two strikes, one out, runners on first and second. And he walked him up high. Bases are loaded. We have Summers on the corners, Austin on third, and Christian on first with Griffin Osing? No, Gabe Grabert on second base, right?
That is correct. Grabert's on second. Summers on the corners.
Summers on the corners, and Winter nowhere to be found.
Austin O'Leary's been a tough out today. He's been hitting those fly balls just past the infield. And that's what he did. He got a single in the bottom of the second inning, or top of the second inning, just over the second baseman's head.
Austin O'Leary is also the other tennis player on this team.
You know those tennis
players. I know, Jay. I know the tennis players, man. They, and you know what? There aren't very many of them I don't like. No, I mean that sincerely. That you tend to get some of the very best kids in all the sports out on your tennis team. There's a strong correlation between the National Honor Society and the tennis team. There really is.
There's a strong correlation with that and the basketball team this year. Do you see what the grade point basketball team? It's over 3.7.
It's not too bad.
From top to bottom.
Speaking of the tennis team, congratulations to Josh Hoyle and Dustin Decker for making it to state this year, and for Sheraton, and to Eric Smith for representing Albia in the state tennis meet. Here, O'Leary takes the pitch outside, ball one. The bases are loaded with the Albia Blues.
Do you see anybody up in the bullpen over there? Might be time. 75 pitches, and he caught the first game. That's a lot of stress on that young arm.
Here's the pitch, and this one is popped up into a fly, and they do call it. Boffman underneath it and makes the play. So there's two outs now. And the leadoff hitter, Hunter Hastings, center fielder.
He started off with a single and then had a fly out to center field.
He tossed the bat back to the dugout and somehow must have caught on his glove or something because it got serious height. Okay, here's the delivery. Must be just a little bit low. Hunter Hastings, number one, center fielder.
He has a little bit of a dynamic strike zone. Moves around just a little.
That one is outside. Ball two.
And awfully tight right now.
Bases are loaded. Look down to Coach Kegel. And this time the ball gets away from the catcher. But Berlin gets it quickly, and the base home plate is covered by the pitcher, Alex Wright. Austin Berlin doing a nice job behind the plate here. One of the things that I really like to see in a catcher, and I saw it in Alex in the first game and Austin in the second game, is framing those pitches for the umpire. Leaving the glove out there so you can see where it was. Here's the pitch, and that one's up and in and walks in a run.
As an umpire, I don't mind when they frame the close ones. It gets a little irritating when they frame one this way out.
When they bring it in?
Yeah.
So, Austin Summers crosses the plate. Now, Grabert is now on third base. Christian Summers is on second base. And Hastings on first base.
Yeah.
Sanders up to bat now, the left fielder. Ball one. 2-4 now is our score. Albia trailing the Sheraton Chargers. We are in Albia. I'm Mark Sullivan along with Todd Folkerts. Where did I say? We are in Sheraton.
2-0 count. That one was just outside.
Not as bad as last year. Right after I bought the Ben Franklin store, I was up here doing a game, and I said Ben Franklin on the north side of the Albia Square.
Yeah.
And that ball is... strike, two balls, one strike, two outs, 4-2 is our score. Ben Franklin is, by the way, on the north side of the Sheraton Square. Here's the pitch. And down the line, it's a diving catch.
What a save.
He picks it up, and he just saved at least two runs.
At least two runs.
And he steps on first base, and that's the end of the fourth inning. Excuse me, the middle of the fourth inning. And Sheraton will be coming up to bat in the bottom of the fourth. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, your sports leader in Southern Iowa.
Quality Power Sports is your place for boat and jet ski rentals on Lake Rathbun. Enjoy all the fun of boating without any of the hassles of boat ownership by renting from Quality Power Sports. We have pontoons, personal watercraft, and ski boats for your enjoyment at the lake. Just call 932-BOAT, that's 932-2628, to reserve your summer fun or stop by the dock at the Honey Creek Resort. Quality Power Sports is your source for summer fun on Lake Rathbun.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, And Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Mark Felderman along with Todd Fokers at Sheraton's Millage Field. Hey, Ethan Gray comes out for his second inning of work as we go into the bottom of the fourth inning. I can't hear me again.
Jordan Boffman's coming up to bat. Jordan has walked and flew out to the shortstop so far in this game, so he'd be 0-for-1.
Neither of these coaches like to do a lot of subbing.
No.
They like to leave the starters in, which is, some coaches are like that, some coaches like to use a lot of players.
Well, Austin Summers threw 72 pitches, Ethan's up to 11, and Alex Wright's thrown 84 pitches, and he's starting to struggle with his control, so you kind of hope they'd bring somebody up and put him in the bullpen right now.
Gray, now, if I'm reading this right, Gray is 11 pitches, 7 of them strikes.
Yes, 64%.
That's not too bad. Gray brings that first one in. It's inside on Boffman. Wearing number 5, is he an Albert Pujols man, is he? George Brett man.
Yeah,
okay.
Likes Kansas City.
Here's the swing, and this one's going to be popped up to Austin Luce at first base. He makes the catch. Big old first baseman's mitt. Wraps around there. You know, nobody on the field for Albia at this moment is a left-handed thrower. Everybody's a right-handed thrower, and yet at least a third of them, and I think 4 guys, are left-handed batters.
That's correct.
That's got to come up through the Little League, teaching those boys how to hit left-handed. Here's the pitch.
Sanders, Graver, who else is batting left?
We've got Austin Berlin, the catcher, up to bat, takes ball 1. Gray delivers, that one's low, ball 2.
Berlin flew out to center field, long fly ball, his first at bat, and reached on an error in his second at bat. Now he's at a 3-0 count, pitch was high.
And as I make my obligatory reference to tennis, Rafael Nadal, ball 4, sends Berlin back. Rafael Nadal, who's one of the greatest players in the world, plays left-handed, and he's a natural right-hander. But taught from the time he was a little kid to play left-handed because it throws people off. Gary Sinclair now in to be the courtesy runner for the catcher, Austin Berlin.
In my family, I have 2 left-handers, and they were... I only had a right-handed dad, so they bat right-handed. They bat right-handed and throw right-handed. I couldn't help them out the other way.
Okay, Sinclair with the lead at first base. Gray looks over, and there's a strike on Mark Schroeder, the right fielder. Kind of unusual. Gray, most people, now he's looking over his left shoulder as a right-handed pitcher. The last time he looked over his left shoulder.
His right shoulder. Yeah.
That curveball gets up and away. Ball 1, strike 1. 1 out, runner on first. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning in Sheraton. By the way, fans, this game will go 6 innings in the South Central Conference when you play a doubleheader rather than play the high school normal 7 innings. You play 6. There's a swing and a foul ball back to the backstop.
1-2.
Alex Wright picks up the foul ball, brings it back.
Berlin still out there at first base.
No, Gary Sinclair.
Oh, that's Bruce correct. First runner. Thank you for helping me out there.
The flag still fluttering from left field to right. Here's the pitch. And Mark takes strike 3.
Haven't seen that pitch called for a while.
The pitcher, Alex Wright.
Just a little bit low and outside. But close enough that you got to be protecting with two strikes.
Mark's a pitcher. When he's throwing it, he'd like to see it.
He likes to, when he's batting, yeah.
When he's batting, it's a different story.
That is a different story. And it is a different story. Ball one on Alex Wright, the Sheraton pitcher. Let me set the defense again now. Nick Hollenrake is in left field. Hunter Hastings still in first. That ball bounces in front, and it's a stand-up going into second base.
It's probably a wild pitch. He moves over to second. But anyways, he's on second base.
Hunter Hastings is the center field, and Austin Summers.
You did.
Here's a hit up the middle. It goes off Gray's glove, but picked up by the second baseman, Austin O'Leary, and throws him out at first base. So that one you can mark down as a 1-4-3.
Yeah.
So we'll go to the end of the fourth inning. Sheraton leading 4-2. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, your Southern Iowa sports leader.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Unusual thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, unusual weight loss, frequent infections, numb or tingling hands or feet, cuts that won't heal. If you or someone you love is experiencing any of these symptoms, it might be diabetes, and Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic can help. 7 million people in the U.S. have diabetes and don't even know it. Simple changes in diet and exercise can help you prevent or manage it. Call Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic today or visit mchalbia.com/diabetes to make an appointment online or learn more.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
No, but then you get some.
Well, at this point, we'd be arguing whether this is Sheraton High School Sports. And I can't hear. Sheraton.
Ethan Gray.
The field.
Swings and misses at the first pitch.
No balls, one strike on Ethan Gray. Here's the pitch, and this one is fouled back over the Sheraton dugout down third baseline.
Counts 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Wright looks at the plate. Takes his sign. He delivers. Ooh, just misses the outside corner there. Mark Schroeder would have liked to have that hit.
One ball, two strikes. We are in the top of the fifth inning in a six-inning contest. Sheraton up 4-2. There's the
ball two.
Now, be waiting for the umpire to
rather than make the call.
2-2. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And that was lined into right field. Schroeder will pick it up on two hops and get it back in. So Ethan Gray helps his own cause by making that nice play, the pitcher. Now the first baseman, Austin Luce.
He hit into a double play, his first at bat, and walked in the second at bat.
I started to tell you about the Cleveland Indians. Of course, it's illegal to take an extra baseball out in the field, right? So, back in the day, here's the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Whoever the left fielder was took a potato that he'd peeled out with him. All right, so then there was a hit out to him. He throw that. There's a shot into left field, and back-to-back solid hits for the Albia Blues. Runners on first and second. And Griffin Osing, the catcher, comes up to bat. But so then he would throw the potato out, and it would look like he booted the ball. And when they tried to take the extra base,
oh.
He'd throw him out. and they, it wasn't an extra baseball. So now Coach Schroeder comes out and gets the ball from Alex Wright, who's done a really good job on that. You got to give me the final totals on Alex Wright.
Alex Wright had 91 pitches. He threw 46 strikes. So it's a little over 50%.
Which is always good.
Two earned runs, and he has two base runners on that could be called his if they get around. The change that's going to be made here, they brought right fielder Mark Schroeder in to pitch. Cameron Knust is going out to center. I think Berlin is going to third. Wright will go from the mound to the plate. And Boffman's going to short. Did you get all that?
No. But that's good enough for us. We'll be back with more high school baseball from the South Central Conference. Sheraton leading 4-2, but Albia threatening here in the top of the fifth inning. Keep it tuned to KIIC, your sports leader in Southern Iowa.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Case IH Magnum Series tractors have set the standard for row crop productivity on North American farms for more than 20 years. Titan Machinery offers you 9 Magnum Series tractors with up to 275 PTO horsepower, including 4 models with a Case IH CVT transmission that raises the bar in mechanical efficiency and ease of operation. For the largest cab in the industry, the leading fuel-efficient powertrain, and the latest in precision farming capabilities, see the Magnum Series tractors at Titan Machinery 2350, Highway 23, Oskaloosa.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Your hit for the Albia Blues, big number 10, the catcher Griffin Osing, and we've got all kinds of changes in position for the Sheraton Chargers that we'll get you caught up in a minute. But Mark Schroeder is the new pitcher. Runners on first and second. Here's a swing, and now it's back out. The shortstop, the new shortstop, I don't know who the shortstop
is. Jordan Boffman.
Jordan Boffman, thank you. Came down with that one. And at least, again, here we have some consistency. That's exactly the same place where it wasn't called a infield fly on the other side. So now there's one out, one pitch, one out. And stepping up was the starting pitcher. And now right fielder for the Albia Blues.
Here's the changes that Sheraton went through. Gary Sinclair came in for Token Hall, and he went to right field. Cameron Knust went to center. Jordan Boffman went to shortstop. Austin Berlin went to third base. Mark Schroeder came in to pitch. And Alex Wright is now behind the plate.
I hope everybody got that down when you said that. Actually, I did. Here's the pitch. And nice breaking ball that... actually, Austin Summers really had to fight to get a piece of. Went off the end of his bat and went right over to the Albia dugout. So, one out, one strike, no balls. We're in the top of the fifth. 4-2 is the score. That ball is inside, 1-1. But Albia has runners on first and second. Ethan Gray on second base. And... Austin loose on first. Here's the pitch. Little low. They're going to throw it out of second base. Albion and Sheraton both are big time baseball towns where everybody plays a lot of baseball. The little leagues are strong. The Babe Ruth is strong on both towns, and you can really see it as they come up through. Here's the pitch.
Our senior league team qualified for the state tournament for the first time this year. That's the 16 to 18 year old league. And a lot of the boys on the field here played in that preseason ball.
And there's a strike on the outside corner. Another throw down to second base. I guess Alex just didn't get enough throwing in by catching in the first game and pitching in the second game. He feels he can throw down to second base whenever he wants.
Or might be a little tight. Maybe he's trying to loosen it up.
Maybe so. like that one movie a few years ago where the kid has broken arm and it's too tight. He's throwing fastballs at like 120 miles an hour. I believe for the Cubs.
I don't remember what the name of that movie was, but it was a good movie.
Little Big Leaguer, maybe?
I think so.
Something like that. So, full count, one out, runners on first and second. Summers is your hitter. Schroeder is the pitcher for Sheraton. They dig in. Come set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Two outs.
Austin Summers goes down and heads back. Gabe Grabert comes up now with two outs.
Mr. Grabert, this is his third at bat. He struck out first time, and he had a single in the second inning, or fourth inning, excuse me, at his second at bat.
Grabert is the designated hitter in game two. He was catcher in game one. Schroeder's come in and just kind of taking some serious control here. Here's the pitch, a little bit outside, and down. Ball one. I really like to see that when the catcher throws the ball back to the pitcher, that snap on the ball. You know, not lob it back, throw it back. Try to throw it back harder than what it came in.
Especially when your middle infielder's back up the throw.
There you go. There's a strike right up the middle.
And that they are doing. So
this Sheraton Charger team, which is 7 wins, no losses, and 1 tie, is a very fundamentally sound team. Jake Schroeder works with these guys long and hard.
Wednesday night, we played Fairfield in a doubleheader, and that game
just missed.
Was 1-0 after 7 innings. Sheraton won the very first game, and the second was 9 innings before it got dark, 0-0. So, a lot of good defense.
So one run in 16 innings.
Yes.
For both teams.
Good pitching, good defense.
And this one is looped to the shortstop. Boffman, who brings it in. A nice job of relief pitching by Mark Schroeder. As we go in to the bottom half of the fifth inning, Sheraton 4, Albia 2. We'll be back after this. Keep it tuned right here to KIIC, your sports leader in Southern Iowa.
Do you remember the Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes as daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family-owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family-owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family-owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Number 7, Henry Fulkers.
We are back at Village Field. I'm Mark Feldman.
That's Todd Fulkers.
Yes, you are. And we are going to the bottom of the fifth inning in a six-inning contest. Second game of a doubleheader between the Sheraton Chargers and the Albia Blue Demons. The Sheraton Chargers up at this point by a score of 4 runs to 2. exciting baseball here. I tell you what, South Central Conference has got some serious baseball. I mean, Albia has got by far the worst record in the league, and they are a good baseball team.
They are good.
And as you said before the game, that they didn't get to hear. Tyler Fulker's up to bat. Davis County is going to have to work not to win the state championship this year. I mean, they're just stacked. Here's the pitch. A little bit outside and down, ball one.
Davis County's a very solid team. They got those two Division I players in Marching and Matthews. And when we played them in senior league, they had another pitcher, Josie Garman, that did a real good job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ball two outside.
Kept us to a one-run game there.
So there's some good baseball in the South Central Conference. That one's a strike. Two balls, one strike. Ethan Gray doing a nice job of coming in relief of Austin Summers. This one is foul back straight into the right behind us.
Bottom five. Counts two and two. Got Ben Kinzer up in the on-deck circle.
The dimensions of this ballpark, 327 to left, 328 to right, 375 to dead center, and 365 to the power alleys.
We made it big enough for those hopped-up bats.
3-2 is the count, full count. Here's the pitch, and it's there right up the middle. I do believe the pitcher got a glove on it, and the shortstop fields it. Gray got a glove on it, slowed it down. Vic Sanders did a nice job of fielding it, but not in time. So infield hit goes to Tyler Fulkers. Nice hit. Up the bat now is Ben Kinzer. On deck, Gary Sinclair will be getting his first at bat in this contest. Played the whole last contest. From the...
Ooh.
Oh, ball almost hit him, and instead he bunted it. self-defense.
It was a good job. It was a bunt and run. Tyler would have been hung out to dry, and he got the bat on it when it was coming right at him. For a foul ball?
For a foul ball. The hit and run and the bunt and run actually should be called the run and hit, because you're taking off long before the batter gets a chance to put a bat on it. And like you say, if they don't get a bat on it, they're hung out to dry. That one's fouled back behind us and a little bit to our left. So 0-2 count on Ben Kinzer.
I forgot to say, Ben Kinzer, he had a unassisted out at first base in the second inning, and then he walked in the third.
Ben's a sophomore.
Lefty, batting left-handed.
Yeah, there you go. Here's the pitch. And this one's lined into right field. He pulled that one down. Summers comes up with it. Runners up first and second. So he takes an 0-2 count and does a nice job of lining it into the outfield, into right field.
Quality at bat.
It was. And Gary Sinclair, named after Yankee great Lou Gehrig, steps up to the plate.
You might see a bunt here.
You think?
I'm thinking he might lay one down, move them runners up. He's got top of the order coming up after Gary, so.
Well, let's see what happens. It is. And he picks a
beautiful bunt.
He tries to throw it over to first base. Throws it in the left field. And here comes Tyler Fulkers in with the score. And Ben Kinzer slides belly first into third base. Gary Sinclair standing on second base. Five to two now is our score. Christian Summers went up for that one, but Christian doesn't have a whole lot of height, but he would have had to been pretty tall with the jumping skills of Michael Jordan to bring that one down, I think. Now up to bat, the leadoff hitter, Cameron Canoes. That ball gets away from the catcher, Osing, but he retrieves it. Now, you go out with the team everywhere that they go. I mean, you're dad. Across the South Central Conference and the other teams that we play, this is a pretty deep backstop, isn't it? Or is it about standard?
It's about standard.
Is it? Okay.
Albia's is a little deeper.
Really?
That ball
was inside, by the way, two balls.
Davis County's is really short. it's about the same. Osceola, we were there the other night, I believe Tuesday night, and theirs is about the same size as ours. They vary. And you got to just adjust to whether you're going to try to get there or not.
Ball three and no strikes. You've got the rules that it's 90 feet between the bases and 60 feet 6 inches from the pitching rubber to home plate. But the other dimensions of a ballpark, and that ball is one hop to the second baseman and is knocked down, but a run is in.
Yeah, it's a pretty hard hit. I'm going to give him a hit on that. It was lying pretty hard.
It landed right, short hop, tough play. Austin O'Leary not able to come up with that. Another run comes across. Our score is now 6-2 here in the bottom of the 6-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Albia is going to have their hands full. Catcher Griffin Osing stands up and gives a signal to his infield, basically with the cross, probably saying that he tries to steal second base to let him go.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You're good. So,
no outs. Bases loaded.
No, on the corners, first and third.
I'm sorry.
So, ball one. He turns the ball, lays out a beautiful bunt, throws him out at first base for the second out, another run scores. Gary Sinclair crosses the plate. So, runner on second base. And number five, not George Brett. Jordan Boffman steps in. We were laughing earlier about whether he was George Brett or Pujols. There's a pitch down and away. 7-2 now is the score. 5-run lead with one at bat left for the Blues. Gray fakes the throw back to second base. Now here's the pitch. That's going to be a strike on the outside corner. I'm enjoying seeing this Ethan Gray pitch. He's done a nice job coming in relief and throwing a lot of strikes. You know, if you're going to get beat, you want to get beat by hits, not by walks. And he's throwing strikes. There's a ball, though. Two balls, one strike. That one's inside. Almost gets Boffman's shoulder, but doesn't. Three balls, one strike. Hitter's pitch. 490 pitch all over the place. That one up and away, but called a strike. So that full count. Is there just one out?
One out.
5-2 is our score in the bottom of the fifth. And this one is popped to the right side. Luce over in foul territory makes the grab. Nice play by first baseman Luce. And we got a tag up at from second. And Cameron Canoes barely slides into third base safe. And not everybody up here agrees with that call either. And it was to Sheraton's advantage. Kind of looked, but the umpire had a much better angle than we did and had him safe at third. Two outs now. Nice play by Austin Luce. Gray with the delivery. Way outside. Up to bat is Austin Berlin, who is now, where is he playing now?
Third base.
The third baseman. He was the catcher for the first three innings. Here's the pitch. Down low. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs.
Sorry, I got behind there with this game changer trying to keep stats. I had to go back.
Ethan Gray is your pitcher. Griffin Osing is your catcher. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Christian Summers, your third baseman. Vic Sanders is now your shortstop. Austin O'Leary at second, and Austin Luce. Strike one on that one. 3-1. Austin Luce, who just made a great play over there at first base. A couple great plays by first baseman today. And that one, way inside.
Runners on first and third now.
And Mark Schroeder coming to bat. Mark just has come in and done a great job in relief of Alex Wright. Now, Coach Kegel?
Yes.
Is coming out to talk to his pitcher. And we'll see what's going to happen here. I'll talk him over. I think he's going to leave him in. He's going to talk things over a little bit. Coach Britton pretty much stays in the dugout most of the time, but does a nice job of directing this team. He's been the coach for a long time in Albie, hasn't he?
Boyd Britton was the president of Babe Ruth Baseball when I played about 30 years ago. So, yeah, he's been a coach over there for quite some time.
And he's a middle school basketball coach as well.
He is.
Yeah. And a nice man, a very nice man. Schroeder steps in. Speaking of nice young men, in this case, Mark Schroeder, a fine young man, represents Sheraton High School very well. As do all these boys on this team, including the ones that are down on the bench. Here's the throw over to first base.
I think Coach Schroeder had 43 kids go out for baseball this year at all levels, from eighth grade to seniors.
Which is a real testament to the program and to Coach Schroeder. One ball, here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. So 1-1s are scored. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. How many runs this inning? Three runs in this inning for the Sheraton Chargers.
Folkerts, Kinzer, and Sinclair have all scored. We've got Berlin on first, and Canoose is at third. Counts 1-1.
Here's the pitch, and this one's lifted high to center field. Hunter Hastings underneath it, gloves it, and that's the end of the fifth inning. So we'll come to the top of the sixth, possibly the last chance for the Albia Blues. Albia trailing 7-2 here in Sheraton to the Sheraton Chargers. We'll be back with the sixth inning right after this. I'm Mark Felderman along with
Todd Folkerts.
Keep it tuned to KIIC, your sports leader in Southern Iowa.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Last chance for the Albia Blues as they come to bat here in the top of the sixth inning, trailing by five. Score is 7-2, Sheraton with the lead. We are at Sheraton. I'm Mark Felderman.
Todd Folkerts.
We're at Millage Field in the second game of a doubleheader. Sheraton won that first one by a score of 7-5, and they have a 7-2 lead here in the top of the sixth. Coming up to bat for
Christian Summers,
the Albia Blue Demons, yeah, is Christian Summers, the third baseman. Well, I think I've covered about everything about Christian. His dad's Jason Summers. His mother's Scarlett Blue. He's got relatives in Russell.
He's probably not a Cyclones fan.
He's not a Cyclones fan. His pop-up to left field, a diving play by the left fielder, but not making the catch. But, I mean, a great play out there.
Ben Kinzer made a heck of a dive. Straight forward, tough play, and it just dropped in front of him.
So, Christian's going to come out, and there's going to be a pinch runner. Number three,
and we'll see who that is.
Ambrose.
Aaron Ambrose, isn't it?
Aaron Ambrose. So they're going to try to get things going. Remember Claudel Washington from the Oakland A's, the sprinter who wasn't really a baseball player. They just got him to run the bases. When he first started out, he did it from a spinner's stance rather than taking the lead.
What year was that?
Oh, I'm going to say 1973-74.
Was 6 years old.
Well, you should be remembering these things, Todd.
Yeah.
When Vida Blue, who was a pitcher that was true, but when he got to the plate, he wasn't really so great. I actually won an award for that poem. Seventh grade. He played for the not only the Oakland Athletics, but for the Iowa Oaks. Here's the pitch.
Nice pitch.
And there's a strike on Austin O'Leary, the second baseman. Strike one. I bet you most of our listeners don't care about my poetry.
Probably not.
There's a throw over to first base, trying to pick Ambrose off, but he's back in time. He's got a chance to he had that chance to get his uniform dirty, so his mom has to wash it. Here's the windup, the pitch, and right up the middle, and that's going to drop for a base hit.
Possible force out. Ooh.
Boy, that was close. Nice job by the center fielder, Cameron Knuth, came up with it on one hop, drilled the ball into second base. And so, with nobody out, there's now runners on first and second. Am I right?
Yes, and top of the order.
Top of the order, Hunter Hastings, the center fielder, number one.
Hunter walked his last time at bat.
Elbia with the first one is a ball inside with the pinstripe white pants with blue stripes and the blue uniforms with the red and white accents. Puts you in mind of the Cubs, the Iowa Cubs, and the Chicago Cubs. However, even though he wears number one, he doesn't remind me at all of Jose Cartel. So, from the stretch, Schroeder delivers. A swing and a foul ball right off the umpire's left shoulder, and that hurts.
Yeah, I think he twisted a little bit. The protection straight on, and he kind of turned and let it hit him right on top of the shoulder there.
Hard not to do that.
It is very hard not to do that.
You know, and we were talking about the problem of staying in and waiting for the pitch to make its final destination. It's really hard to stay in there while somebody's swinging a bat and a ball is coming at you. And I really admire catchers, and I really admire umpires who can do that. I don't want to do it.
Counts 1-1.
Here's the pitch.
Nice curveball.
That ball broke about 2 feet, and that was a strike. So one ball, two strikes. Even though I was a high school catcher, Blake.
You were. I actually caught in high school, too.
There you go.
I only got to play my freshman year.
What they call that, the tools of ignorance? Catcher's equipment. Gets the sign. Runners on first and second for Albia. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. And nope. And they're going to throw down to second base.
Good hustle.
Good hustle by the man on second base who's O'Leary, isn't it?
Yes.
And nice throw by Alex Wright.
Excuse me. Ambrose, is it?
Ambrose. O'Leary's on first. Who's pinch running, Ambrose pinch running for Christian Summers. Now here's the pitch. This one's outside. For you, those of you who like to follow professional baseball, of course, when a player is removed from the game in professional baseball, they cannot re-enter. Starters in high school baseball can re-enter one time.
That is correct.
Substitutes cannot re-enter if they've been taken out. Here's the pitch. Whoa, right back. Schroeder makes the knockdown, and throws him out at first base. The Ambrose kind of froze at second base because he, from his angle, he couldn't see whether Schroeder had caught the ball or not. But, I mean, it was a line shot. It's a good thing that Mark has good reflexes. You know, that's the thing. You know, you were talking about juiced up bats.
Okay.
And that's the dangerous thing. The pitcher is 60 feet away, 60 feet 6 inches, but by the time he delivers it, he's more like 55 feet away. And you got somebody swinging a juiced up bat and bringing that ball right back through the middle sometimes. And, of course, there have been some tragedies over the last decade.
The NCAA implemented the rule first. High school followed 2 years later. What I'm really surprised, though, Mark, is Little League is still using them hot foot bats.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have not gone to BB Corps yet, and I think that's the league that should have them.
Because those kids don't have the reaction time. This one's lifted out to left field. Nice play by Ben Kinzer, and tagging and scoring Ambrose. So with two outs now, Albia puts another run on the score, 7-3. Runners on second base. So the Ethan Gray comes to bat, but the tying run is still in the hole, not on deck yet. Now the stretch, the pitch, that's right up the middle, but called for a ball one.
That's been called like that all
yep.
night long. I mean, that one's consistent. It's just at the letters, maybe a little below, but umpire thinks it.
Here's the pitch.
Good enough.
And this one's fouled off to the left over the restrooms.
Counts 1-1, two outs, scores. Albia 3, Sheraton 7, top of the sixth inning.
And here is the pause, the delivery. Oh, up the middle.
Line drive.
We're going to hold them up at third base. They throw it through, and the ball gets away. Now here comes the runner from third to score. And he does score. And the runner advances to second base. So Austin O'Leary scores.
Single.
We had a single to center, and then the advance is the second, and the run scores on fielder's choice. So now the score is 7-4, and the tying run is on deck. Number 7, Austin Luce, the first baseman, is up to bat. He's the cleanup hitter. This is right where Albia would like to be in the lineup at this point. Here's the pitch, and this one's lifted, pop up to the first baseman, Fulkers. He's called off by the second baseman, Austin Peterson, and he makes the play to end the inning and end the game. And that's our game, our final score, Sheraton 7 and Albia 4. We'll be back with the totals right after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC Radio, your sports leader, with Mark Felderman and Todd Fulkers.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com, powered by green, driven by values.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
back at Murray's Field. This is Mark Feldman along with Todd Fulkerson, and we just saw two great baseball games by almost identical scores. Sheridan winning both of them, 7-5 and 7-4. But a great game played by both Albia and Sheridan. Todd, the winning victory was?
Alex Wright.
But I tell you what, Mark Schroeder came in, did a nice job getting the save.
I'm going to give him the save, yes.
And then on Albia's side, Jason Summers did a nice job, just missing by an inch all over the place.
Not Jason.
That would be his uncle. Let's try Austin. Austin Summers did a nice job. But then Ethan Gray came in and was throwing strike after strike after strike.
Right.
And
I think Ethan ended with 50 pitches through 27 strikes.
That's nice.
So.
Okay, so we got a call tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Sheridan with the win over Albia, 7-4. Keep it right here at KIIC. We'll be back. Mark Feldman, Todd Fulkerson. We will not be back, but the radio station will be back.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president told a fundraiser in Chicago tonight his agenda for the country isn't just a